This holiday might look different for many families as we all navigate changes prompted by the pandemic, but one constant is food. We asked you all what you're looking forward to eating this year and about the meaning behind these meals.
I'm Julie Pacini, and I'm from Yardley, Pennsylvania. A tamale is a ground corn mixture around like a protein typically. And then around that whole thing is a corn husk, and then that is steamed. We fill ours with pork. People fill them with chicken. My mom doesn't eat meat, so my dad will fill hers with black beans. It's not so much about the tamales or the food. It's the fact that our family that came from Mexico, they moved into a very homogenous area south of Pittsburgh. My great-grandfather married my great-grandmother, and she was Italian. And that was not okay back then. Basically, a large portion of her family kind of ostracized her. Food is, it's like our language in our family. And you know, for me, like the memories are of my father always retelling us these stories of my great-grandfather and my great-grandmother and these challenges that they faced being a mixed family in the 1920s in a little coal mining town outside of Pittsburgh. It ends up being this knot. And it stands kind of to remind us of these memories whenever the tamales kind of come to the dinner table. It's my dad starting to have that conversation with us. And it's what keeps each generation kind of aware of this history and these hardships that our early family had in establishing themselves in this country. And, you know, this is always going to be part of us.
My name is Jing Chu, and my favorite holiday food is hot pot or huokuo.
I think of it as the Asian version of fondue. You have this pot in the middle, and you cook up this delicious broth, and you have all of these different types of food, like vegetables, seafood, meats, and you cook that together, and it's a very communal experience, and you have all these dipping sauces, and it's just this really yummy, beautiful broth slash stew that you get to make with other people. I remember not wanting to eat the vegetables like bok choy or bai chai, but because that was something that my family wanted to eat, that was always included in hot pot. So that was something that I had to work my way around. And I think for me, that's part of the communal experience because everyone is sharing what is in this one pot in the middle of your table. And so everyone is contributing something and maybe also sacrificing a piece of their taste in order to experience just that communal nature of hot pot.
My name is Fallon Chasson, and I'm from Cut Off, Louisiana. In South Louisiana, when we talk about what our holiday food is, there's always gumbo. Gumbo is like a thick and savory soup. So it starts off with a roux, which is like oil and flour, and then sauteed veggies are thrown in there, and then you kind of have the freedom with whatever else. I think like the best ones are the seafood ones. After Hurricane Ida, I was able to come like help out with the cleanup, but then I got to leave. So it didn't feel right for me to be able to be like, so what's the Christmas plans, everybody? Like, what are we doing? Because things are still so uncertain. I called my Aunt Debbie like, hey, I need some info on this gumbo. But it was also like, are like, we even gonna have this? And so she like laughed and she mentioned like, yeah, I made the roux that cold day we had in October. There was a cold front. So she opened up her windows and spent like all afternoon making 10 cups of roux. Her house was still in really bad shape. So she was like already hopeful that this would come to fruition. Then she told me that another day in November, she made her vegetables and then she sticks it in her freezer. And so when she said the week of Christmas, she was going to assemble it. She had done the steps already to make this delicious meal happen, even though we don't have a plan to like gather. So I know every year it matters a lot, but to me this year, it probably matters more. Like I do think this might be one moment of maybe forgetfulness of everything that's happening.
I'm Geza Tatralia, and I live in Barnard, Vermont. I agree.
It's such a fundamental part of Hungarian Christmas. And there are actually two forms of it. One is a poppy seed filling and the other is a walnut filling. And the dough is a buttery, eggy roll. And you roll it out flat and then put in one roll, poppy seed filling. You spread it across the dough. And then the other one, the walnut filling. And then you roll it up and put some egg glaze on it and pop it in the oven eventually. And it's absolutely delicious. 15 years ago, we bought a beautiful house in Vermont. And I thought of adapting this wonderful recipe by using Vermont maple syrup as the sweetener instead of sugar into both the filling and the dough. And it works like magic. Last year, my wife and I spent Christmas alone in Vermont. But this year, I get to spend it with my daughter and her two little boys. They actually were asking for this, and would I make it for them? So yes, of course.
My name's Tom Hudgens, and I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My favorite holiday dish is traditional New Mexico bizcochitos, which are a very particular cookie. They're made with lard and not butter, and they have some anise seed in them, and there's a little bit of booze, either wine or brandy, and then they're rolled in cinnamon sugar or sprinkled with cinnamon sugar before baking. And I'm very much alone in this. I don't know anyone else who does this, but I like to render my own lard to make bizcochitos. Bizcochitos were one of the foods that I held onto even throughout the many decades that I was away from New Mexico. I live back here now, but even in my many years away, bizcochitos were a through line that I always, you know, every few years at least, tried to make a batch of.
My name is Amy Delsing, and one of our favorite foods, it's called rusk. It's kind of a twice-baked bread, sort of like biscotti. So you bake a loaf of it, and then you slice it, and then you bake it again. And the thing that makes it unique is cardamom. When I was a child, we would all get together at grandma and grandpa's, and we would just know that the rusk was going to be there. Like, you can smell it, that great roasty, toasty cardamom smell throughout the whole house. And then grandma would have this giant bowl of rusk. That was the first place that anybody stopped. Like, before hugs or anything, you'd go straight to the rusk bowl and pick out a piece. Walking into a kitchen and smelling that rusk, it kind of flips the switch from, hey, this is just an ordinary day, to, oh, this is family, this is home, this is holiday.